Are you sure that we need to do a place-by-place fishing report this week, Robert?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, we did one last week. How different can it really be? It's not like it's April when everything's changing week to week.
Yeah, pretty much. Some things are still the same.
Well, okay. But I guess.
Some things are still the same, just better.
If you really, really want to do it, we'll do the place-by-place fishing report.
Okay.
Okay. You tell them we're doing it, though. I'm tired of announcing it all the time.
And here's the place-by-place report with Mr. Captain Josh Olive, man of 20 hats.
Mr. Captain. I appreciate that.
And then just me, Robert.
Robert Lukowitz, the longtime manager here at Fish and Frank's Bait and Tackle, which is where we are recording this report. Fish and Frank's world headquarters right here in Charlotte Harbor.
Yes.
All right. So, we usually start this with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and Upriver along with Shell Creek. Is there someplace else you'd like to start this week?
No.
Good, because it's kind of already set up this way.
Yeah. Well, I can make you scroll all the way to the bottom and we go backwards.
Okay.
No.
Tell me about the tarpon.
There is no tarpon.
This was your idea, so I don't want to hear about it.
I'm just being a smart aleck.
It's too late. It's already done. So, your tarpon reports, you got nothing?
There's nothing.
Nothing. Where'd they go?
They're not here yet.
Where'd they go, though? They were here.
I know. Everyone jumps the gun and gets excited when they show up, and then they disappear. That's what they do every year. You know, there's a few stragglers around, but not targetable at all. So, but get ready, because they will be here.
When do you think they'll be here?
Second week of May. They'll be here before that, but targetable if you're going to plan your trip down here for it. Second week of May.
Okay. The freshwater reports.
Let's see. Locally, the bass are doing okay, but mostly on shiners. But it's like if it were me going to go freshwater fishing, I'd be taking the drive down to the Everglades like you were talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah.
We're at our peak of our, almost the peak of our dry season, so the ponds and ditches are getting thinner and thinner, so the fish are more concentrated. You can catch Oscars, Mayan cichlids, Wapotes, who knows what other non-native species you could run into down there, along with some peacock bass and the local native stuff.
Jaguar Wapote.
Just a lot of good stuff.
And if you were doing that, you'd take a little boat down there, or?
Both. You take a boat or fish from all the bridges down there, even around some of the boat ramps.
But you'd take a little boat down there, right?
I would.
Yeah. And your flats boat does fine down there, you know. I mean, I wouldn't take, you know, a 28-footer down there. It'd be kind of hard to launch the thing, but, you know. A 22-foot bay boat does just fine.
Mm-hmm.
We've done that down there. Mm-hmm. Worked out great. A 14-foot Carolina skiff might be more comfortable in those little shallow canals, you know, especially when you're trying to pass between them.
Right.
But, you know, there's plenty of deep water out there.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely.
Worms, minnows,
beetle spins.
Crappie jigs.
Yep.
All that stuff.
Hair jigs.
All that stuff works good. So, okay. Moving on, the bait fish reports.
It's tough. Been some at the marker one and marker two. But most of the guys that are finding it with any consistency are still running south. It's starting to move in, but you know it is.
How far south?
Devilfish and Jug Creek. The usual hunts. And even down there, they're working hard at it to get it. Just not... Oh, every year, tougher and tougher.
How about our offshore bait?
It's starting to show up a little bit, but it's still... Pinfish and squirrelfish are super hard to find. It is not great by any stretch.
How about the pelagic offshore bait, Spanish sardines?
You're seeing some thread fins and some Spanish sardines out there. A lot of little fry glass minnows or whatever you want to call them.
sabiki.
Yep.
Small tiny hooks.
Yeah.
Eensy weensy itty bitty hooks.
Little tiny ones. Like a number 10 or a number 12.
Okay. The 20-foot holes.
Not hot and heavy by any stretch. Occasional Spanish mackerel and an occasional couple different sharks. But, nah, that's another month and a half, 2 months out before that gets good.
Yeah, I get it, but it's on the list.
I know.
The Alligator Creek Reef.
I got nothing for there.
The Gilchrist Pier doesn't exist. The PGI Canals and Punta Gorda General Area.
Let's see, they're getting the Black Drum. They're starting to school up a little bit in there. Jacks are still plentiful. Well, not plentiful, but pretty good. A lot of little snook. A handful of bigger mangrove snapper I've heard about this week. And then still in a few sheep's head lingering around. But that's fading quickly. Start to get too warm, those fish will move out. They're done spawning.
Okay. That brings us to Ponce de Leon Park.
Ponce de Leon. Been a lot of small mangrove snapper. A couple of small snook. Let's see. Two guys this week caught little baby bull sharks out of there. And one wasn't a little baby. One was about 4 foot, 4.5 foot. And let's see. That's about it. Didn't hear of any drum or jacks coming through there, which there should have been, but I didn't hear of any.
There've got to be some.
Yeah, you would think.
Since they're in the canals.
And since it's one of the main thoroughfares in and out of there.
So there must be some.
You wouldn't think.
Got to be. Has to be. Okay. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
In Alligator Creek, they've been getting some jacks and some small snook. And a handful of baby trout, and a guy caught several, like, 10-inch bluefish in there the other day.
Okay.
That was kind of interesting. Just because that's usually a little later.
Mm-hmm. Nothing in the cut or in the rink?
No.
Okay. East Side Keys to include Cormorant, Back Bay, Sneaky Creek, Hobbs Point, and Pirate Harbor.
A lot of little trout, and then a whole lot of little snook and some small redfish around the islands. But overall, it's been mediocre.
You just said a whole lot.
Yeah, but they're all small. I've not heard of any legal-sized redfish over there this week. Didn't hear of any pompano on that north side of Burnt Store.
Okay. Speaking of Burnt Store, Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Some pompano. Some better snook, redfish, and trout as you work your way down towards Two Pines. Been a few Spanish mackerel on the outside of the bar. And then, of course, an occasional shark.
I didn't hear you say cobia.
Nope, I haven't heard of any cobia down there. I'm sure they're there, but I haven't heard of any there.
Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Let's see. A couple Spanish mackerel. And a handful of trout.
Just a handful?
an occasional legal one, but the majority of them have been small, like 12 to 14 inches.
Okay. Pine Island Sound.
Oh, a lot of trout. From basically Cabbage Key, Cayo Costa area, all the way down south too, as far as, you know, basically around Redfish Pass area. And then some Spanish scattered throughout the flats because all that deeper water goes by.
Okay.
And a handful of redfish and snook around all the islands.
Better fish here?
Redfish, yes. Snook, no.
Okay. Matt Lachey, Indian Fields, Smokehouse Bay.
Oh, a lot of trout around Smokehouse Bay and a couple of more legal redfish there. Didn't get any reports off of Matt Lachey this week.
Okay. Spanish? Sheep's head?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing?
Just the occasional Spanish, but nothing. Nothing to write home about. The sheep's head I haven't heard anything about. Usually it's Matt Lachey I hear about them, but nothing. No reports this week on it.
Okay. Walking the Gulf beaches, anywhere from Sanibel to Venice.
Well, from Venice down to, for sure, Boca Grande, some Spanish, Pompano, Whiting, occasional jack, ladyfish, and trout. I think he said he caught two of them off of the Blind Pass Park.
Two what?
Trout. Like 16 inches.
That sounds good.
But he caught, I forget how many whiting, one pompano, couple of Spanish. He had a pretty good day out there, actually.
Now, for this kind of mixed bag fishing, what do you like?
Just shrimp on the bottom. Or I'll walk it with a split shot. Just blind casting.
Okay.
But like the pompano, if I want a better shot out of pompano, I'm just going to sit stationary up there with the bait. Wait for them to come to me. If I've just got lures, I'll just walk the beach and cast a pompano jig along the surf, parallel on the shoreline, mostly.
Okay.
Sometimes you feel saucy enough to walk, and other times you just want to sit and just kind of enjoy the scenery.
I can do that for about the first 3 minutes. Then I have to start walking. I can't take it.
I can't take it either most of the time, but there are some days where it is nice for about half hour to an hour.
Half an hour?
Yep.
Of sitting in the same spot?
Mm-hmm.
Literally?
Well, it depends on what's going on around you.
Oh, I get it, I guess, but
I mean, if you've got schools of bait fish out there and you're seeing the occasional fish skyrocket or you're just seeing activity along the shoreline in that particular spot, I'm going to sit and watch.
All right. Okay.
If there's nothing else going on, I don't care how cute they are, I'm just still going to start walking and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But, no.
Hard to be patient.
There's times where it's pretty peaceful out there to watch just the life going on.
All right. Tell me about Boca Grande Pass.
In the pass itself?
Mm-hmm.
Spanish mackerel. Some ladyfish. A lot of small mangrove snapper. There's been the occasional oddball tarpon showing up. That's about it.
Okay. that brings us to Captiva Pass.
Okay. Spanish mackerel. Small mangrove snapper. Been some trout on just on the inside. And those have been sporadically bigger. And that's it.
Okay. Redfish Pass?
Got nothing from the pass itself.
Punarasa?
Nothing.
The Venice Jetties and Venice Pier.
Oh, let's see. Pompano. Spanish mackerel. Some whiting. What else I heard of up there? That's been the three primary ones.
No snook?
There's a few stragglers around, but not consistent numbers of them. Still a bit early for that. They're starting to stage up, though.
I only asked because we had snook here on the report last week, so.
Yeah.
And just a reminder that the North Jetty is open, the South Jetty and Humphreys Park are both closed, and the Venice Pier is partially open. So you can walk out there, but you can't walk all the way out to the end.
Makes it a little tighter.
A lot tighter. The Gulf bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks.
Let's see, we got Red Grouper, 90 to 140 feet of water. Mangrove and lane, and a few of the vermilion snapper in that 90 to 110 feet of water range. One guy caught a nice cobia out there. There's been several kings being seen, and then mostly small kings being caught mixed in with the Spanish mackerel. And then last week we heard about the couple legal and 31 inch or something like that, kings.
Mm-hmm.
But this week I got nothing on a bigger king. I'm sure they're out there because the weather changed in its favor to keep them down here a little bit longer, but who knows how long that's going to last.
Yeah. Okay. And the cobia, only one keeper that you heard about?
Yeah.
Short ones?
Yeah. There's been a couple sighted, but that's the only one I've heard caught and landed.
Okay. All right. The Anger Pier would be the thing that we would talk about next, but there is no Anger Pier, so we're not going to talk about that. We will instead take a look at Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Milton Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mountain Park, and associated areas.
Right there around the Tom Adams Bridge, you're getting some snook at night, some trout during the day, with a few sheep's head. And that's the only report I've gotten from down there.
Okay.
Still got to get out there and try to see that pass before they do something with it.
Yes, you do. You can walk to it.
Can you park in the parking lot?
No.
They still got that shut down?
Yeah, the parking lot's not available at all. But you can't get down to where the parking lot is. The road is blocked off, and only resort customers are allowed to enter into that area.
So where do you park at to get down there?
You'd have to park at Inglewood Beach and walk your way on down. Technically, some of those roads on Manasota Key down there, there is public parking available, kind of like how there's public parking at Boca
right.
on some of those roads. I'm not 100% sure which ones, though,
right.
where you can legally park and where you can't, which is a problem.
Right.
So
it's a long walk.
It's a walk. But the thing is, you know, when you walk all the way down to Stump Pass, right?
Mm-hmm.
So walking to Milton Pass, you're just basically walking past the parking lot of the Stump Pass area. So when you think about that in terms of, well, I used to walk almost a mile and a half to walk down to Stump Pass, it's pretty close to being the same distance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I guess I could see that.
Besides, you need a long walk every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Clears the smoke out of your lungs.
Yeah. Or lets me know my lungs are just shot.
The Placida area, including the Trestle and Gasparilla Pass. Of course, the Placida Pier and Boca Grande Pier are still currently closed. The Coral Creek Pier is open.
Okay. So they're getting, for the boat base guys, Sheep's Head, a few pompano, nighttime some small snook, because half of those people there that fish for them don't know how to fish for them. And they've also gotten several bonnet heads out there too. I'm sure the Spanish are out there, I just haven't had any reports on them.
Okay. And did we get any shrimp reports out of here?
Nope. A couple guys asking about it, but nobody's been.
Okay. Brings us to Gasparilla Sound.
Well, Spanish mackerel, mangrove snapper, a handful of snook, and that is it.
Okay. Next spot, Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Got nothing.
All right. Next spot, Turtle and Bull Bays.
A lot of trout, according to you.
I didn't make it up.
I know, you witnessed it.
But, you know, the thing was we had to move around a little bit to find those fish. The first spot we tried was completely devoid of trout. There was nothing interested in hitting at all, even though that's usually a good, reliable area. So we had to hit a second spot, and we found them pretty good there. But then, you know, there's a couple of shorelines in there where I like to find redfish and snook, and we kind of cruised along those because I wanted to show him the habitat that those fish utilize, and nobody was home.
Right.
So it was hit or miss.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a few redfish and small snook in there, but it's definitely all about the trout. And the water's super clear, according to you and several other people. At the end of last week, it was muddy in there. But now getting some better clarity.
Yeah. Well, you know, where the wind hadn't been pushing across it, it was clear. Where
right.
The wind had been, it was muddy.
Exactly.
All right. Brings us to the Cape Hayes Bar.
Got nothing there.
Okay. No reports for the Cape Hayes Bar. How about the West Wall? You got any reports there?
Yes. Okay. A lot of little snook. A few legal-sized redfish. And it's been on shrimp and cut bait. The snook are kind of staging up over there. It's a whole lot of little snook.
Okay. Is that all?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
Well, they've been seeing cobia. Most of them have been shorts out on top of the bar. But the vast majority of them have definitely been undersized fish.
Okay. The South Gulf Cove Canals.
Let's see. I got nothing.
So it was very tricky of you to make me think that you had something. I was ready to start
typing.
Well,
I was trying to think because there was a customer that does fish back there with his grandkids, and he bought some worms and shiners, and I hadn't heard back from him, so I was trying to remember if I had.
I got you. The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Some trout and snook up inside the north end of the Myakka cutoff. A few short reds in there, too. But the night fishing for snook has been better at the Eljo Bean Bridge itself. So if you want a possibility of a legal snook, go there at night. Just be careful and kind letting them go.
Okay.
Especially if you're standing on top of the bridge.
The Elgin Bridge is our next spot.
Well,
you
there you go.
You kind of jumped the gun a little bit on that there, didn't
well,
you?
Well, you got the Elgin Bean Bridge then. Snook at night.
And while we used to stand on that bridge and fish, it now has no fishing signs up there.
Did they actually finally post more again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that I'm telling you not to do it, but there is a sign.
They need to put signs up around our bridge. They actually just need to put signs of no loitering anymore up there.
You put up a no jackass sign.
Well, that's what it needs, because we're finding a whole crap load of needles up there now.
Oh, great.
Yeah. That's and garbage.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
That's what you want. Anything else going on at the bridge? Sheep's head, mangrove snapper?
Nope. Nothing.
Okay. Just snook.
Yep.
And just at night.
Yep.
All right. The Port Charlotte salt and brackish canals.
Oh, a lot of little snook. Some jacks. An occasional black drum. They're grouping together, so you're seeing several of them. But I've heard of a couple being caught. A lot of toadfish.
Okay. Which toadfish?
I don't know. I don't know which species it is.
Okay.
She was hand feeding them last night.
Was she?
Yeah.
I can't remember now whether we have Opsanus beta or Opsanus tau.
Yeah, I don't know either.
The toadfish are so similar that when they realized they had different species and they needed to give them Latin names, they just picked Greek letters.
Yeah.
Like, well, there's nothing distinguishing these fish apart from one another. They're kind of brown and blobby. So, what do? We'll just give them Greek letters for Latin names.
Well, how do you tell the difference?
Range. Uh-huh. Range is really the best way to do it. And the one we have here is Opsanus beta, the Gulf toadfish. Opsanus tau is the oyster toadfish, which is the more north along the Atlantic coast species.
So the one you catch out in the Gulf is the same animal you catch inside?
The one you catch out in the Gulf is a leopard toadfish. And leopard toadfish are a totally different critter.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Are they? Yeah, Opsanus pardus. Which pardus means leopard. So, you know, that one actually has a visual distinction that you can see in it. Clearly a much nicer pattern of spots and blotches. Brighter coloration. But you won't be getting those in your canal.
No. Nope. But for some reason I thought we had three of them here.
There are three in Florida.
Okay.
I'm just going to add the Latin name here into the report. Which is
there you go. There's a fun thing to do.
Just to confuse people who don't listen to it. The Spring Lake Park.
I've got nothing over there.
I shouldn't be so amused to confuse people.
Several people went, but I did not hear any feedback, good or bad.
Port Charlotte beach piers and bayshore piers are kind of missing, so we won't talk about those. The Lashley Pier is kind of missing, but you could fish from the seawall. Has anybody been fishing from the seawall, Robert?
No.
Okay. Brings us to the US 41 bridges. Any reports here?
Yeah, people have been fishing off of there from the bridge itself and from a boat underneath. But the snook, there's been a few juvenile tarpon there. Black drum. And even a few short cobia.
Okay. Whiting?
Nope, I haven't heard of any.
It's because they're using them for bait.
Yeah, probably.
Not telling you about them.
Of course not. Why would they do such a thing?
Because it's a secret.
Yeah.
Okay, Darce Park Boat Ramp and I-75 Bridges area.
Black drum. A few jacks. And a couple of snook. Even one legal one that I heard of up there. Just one.
Just one.
Mm-hmm.
Okie doke. And we will end it with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver, along with Shell Creek.
Let's see, some small snook, juvenile tarpon, a lot of gar moving around, and then the...
And what kind of gar are these?
Long-nose gar, aren't they? Or are they the Florida gar?
They could be both. That's why I asked.
I don't know. Nobody's catching them. They're just seeing them rolling and splashing.
Okay. But they're not alligator gar.
No, definitely not alligator gar.
Ain't got alligator gar here.
Too far south.
You can say alligator gar all you want. It doesn't make them alligator gar.
But they're swimming next to an alligator.
You can say alligator snapping turtle all you want. It doesn't make them alligator snapping turtles.
True.
We don't have alligator gar or alligator snapping turtles here. But we do have alligators.
Alligator snappers don't come down this far?
They don't.
Really?
That's a Mississippi basin species. So they do exist in Florida in the extreme western panhandle. And there have been a couple specimens found here in the peninsula. Those are, if you look at them, you can tell right away that they're escaped captives.
Okay.
They have the weird shell growth that you get with...
Yeah, the pyramiding.
Yeah.
The lack of nutrients.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, I'll buy that. I had no idea.
So, yeah, we have alligators, but we don't have alligator gar, we don't have alligator snapping turtles, and we don't have alligator lizards. So, all of which exist elsewhere.
Okay. So, no alligator lizards flying through the sky?
Nope, none of that.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's how that line goes.
Well, this was a fun way to do the place-by-place fishing report, going backwards. Next week, perhaps we'll just start in the middle. Work our way out from there. It kind of depends what Robert would like to suggest. So,
yeah,
we'll just have to find out.
No.
Yeah.
At least it was done differently, but what the heck.
Do you have anything that you would like to add to this report, sir?
Stuff's changing a lot right now. The water's at its clearest. Go out there and enjoy all that and start to learn it so you can navigate it when the water goes black.
Yeah, but we are definitely in the season of change.
Yeah.
And, you know, this little cold front that we've had is not knocking anything back, really.
Mm-mm.
You know, just because it got cold for another minute, don't expect that means, oh, well, the crappie are going to be biting again and the sheep's head are going to come back. No, those changes have already started. You cannot fix them with one cold front.
Right.
It's not going to happen, buddy.
No.
So, and it's not really going to slow the tarpon thing down.
Mm-mm.
They just happened to show up a little early because they got excited, but you know what? That was fish more coming out of the rivers than anything else, and they probably went down to the 10,000 islands to hang out with the other ones that were on their way north here.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. So they just wandered around for a minute, said, hey, y'all got anything to eat? No? Okay. We'll be back in a few weeks.
Yeah. So we'll hang out with more people like us.
But it's all coming. It's all changing. It's all happening. Like Robert said, you got to be ready.
Yep.
That's why Robert wrote his column this week in Waterline about adopting the motto of the Scouts and be prepared.
Hmm.
It's the wise thing to do right now.
Better than the Sabbath Song of Changes.
Okay. Are we done with this thing?
Yep.
All right. Then say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.